Stone crab claws are considered a delicacy by some, and for many Southwest Florida fisheries, the season is a critical money-making time of year. We're in the heart of stone crab season, which began in October and ends in May. As WGCU's Quincy Walters explains, the 2017-2018 season started strong, but went to a low point around Thanksgiving.
Howie Grimm is the owner of Grimm's Stone Crab in Everglades City. He's also the mayor of the city. He says the first catches of the stone crab season were really good, but now...
It's definitely slow compared to the beginning. When you're dealing with something that's wild, they have a mind of their own. They don't always do what we hope they do.
Michelle Kerr with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says the latest data from November did show a significant drop in stone crab catches, and she says there could be a number of reasons for this.
There was a long duration of red tide last year in South Florida, and we're seeing that now again. Hurricane Irma, prior to the season, may have moved many crabs farther offshore.
Kerr says another reason could have been the lack of strong cold fronts in October and November, which she says gets the crustaceans moving and increases trap catches. Grimm, who's from a family line of stone crab catchers, says uncertainty comes with the territory.
My dad used to say about the time you think you got it figured out, they do something that you've never seen them do before.
Updated data showing December's stone crab catch numbers should be available by next week. Quincy Walters, WGCU News.